Welcome, everyone, as we begin Christmas week. How about that? Already counting down the final few days. So, guys, if you haven't got your shopping done, get started, okay?
Yep. Or tomorrow, get started.
Make sure to shop local. The holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope that you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Lynn and Rick and the staff.
And discover the pulse of agriculture. You can do it from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment, updates, and upcoming ag events. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online at tsln.com.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in north central Nebraska. Check out the wide open spaces in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com to plan your next vacation.
And I have a piece. It's the Christmas story for the man who hated Christmas. It is by Nancy W. Gavin. It's just a small white envelope stuck among the branches of our Christmas tree. No name. No identification, no inscription. It has peeked through the branches of our tree for the last 10 years. It all began because my husband Mike hates Christmas. Oh, not the true meaning of Christmas, but the commercial aspects of it. Overspending and the frantic running around at the last minute to get a tie for Uncle Harry and dusting powder for Grandma. The gifts given in desperation because you couldn't think of anything else. Knowing he felt this way, I decided one year to bypass the usual shirts, sweaters, ties, and so forth. I reached for something special just for Mike. The inspiration came in a very unusual way. Our son Kevin, who was 12 that year, was on the wrestling team at the school he attended. Shortly before Christmas, there was a non-league match against a team sponsored by an inner-city church. These youngsters dressed in sneakers so ragged that shoestrings seemed to be the only thing holding them together presented a sharp contrast to our boys in their spiffy blue and gold uniforms and sparkling new wrestling shoes. As the match began, I was alarmed to see that the other team was wrestling without headgear, a kind of light helmet designed to protect a wrestler's ears. It was a luxury the ragtag team obviously could not afford. Well, we ended up walloping them. We took every weight class. Mike, seated beside me, shook his head sadly. I wish just one of them could have won, he said. They have a lot of potential, but losing like this could take the heart right out of them. Mike loved kids, all kids. He so enjoyed coaching Little League football, baseball, and lacrosse. That's when the idea for his present came. That afternoon, I went to a local sporting goods store and bought an assortment of wrestling headgear and shoes and sent them anonymously to the inner city church. On Christmas Eve, I placed a small white envelope on the tree, the note inside telling Mike what I had done and that this was his gift from me. Mike's smile was the biggest thing about Christmas that year. And that same bright smile lit up succeeding years. For each Christmas, I followed the tradition. One year, sending a group of mentally handicapped youngsters to a hockey game. Another year, a check to a pair of elderly brothers whose home had burned to the ground the week before Christmas. And on and on. The white envelope became the highlight of our Christmas. It was always the last thing opened on Christmas morning, and our children, ignoring their new toys, would stand with wide-eyed anticipation as their dad lifted the envelope from the tree to reveal its contents. As the children grew, the toys gave way to more practical presents, but the small white envelope never lost its allure. This story doesn't end there. You see, we lost Mike last year due to dreaded cancer. When Christmas rolled around, I was still so wrapped up in grief that I barely got the tree up. But Christmas Eve found me placing an envelope on the tree, and the next morning, I found it was magically joined by three more. Unbeknownst to the others, each of our three children had, for the first time, placed a white envelope on the tree for their dad. The tradition had grown, and someday will expand even further with our grandchildren standing to take down that special envelope. Mike's spirit, like the Christmas spirit, will always be with us.
Don't forget the reason for the season, and that's the good stuff.